God bless you. Tonight, I want to share something that I titled Scriptural Jackpot. Years ago, when my children were young and at home, we would travel and visit my folks in Arizona. Many times we would play a card game with them using poker chips and a mat, and the game was called Tripoli. And during the game, if you were fortunate enough to have pay cards, you would win chips in different pots. Now, one pot would grow during the game, and it was called the jackpot. And that was the one to win. That had the most chips. Well, in the Bible, there are sections of scriptures found throughout the Bible that, to me, are jackpots of scriptural insights and goodies. Yes, I know you can learn no matter where you read in the Bible, but again, there are certain sections that are loaded with truths and spiritual realities that are an immense blessing. For example, Psalms 119 or Proverbs 3, and we've looked at Proverbs 3 several times in different teachings, Acts chapter 1 and 2, Romans 5, chapter 5, 6, and chapter 8 is loaded with scriptural goodies. It's quite a jackpot. And then Ephesians, the whole book is a jackpot as far as I'm concerned. And there are others. The one I want to share with you tonight is in 2 Peter chapter 1. So if you would go there in your Bibles, and I want to encourage you to take some notes and make a list of all the spiritual goodies that we'll discover in this scriptural jackpot. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through a knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace is multiplied. I like multiplied better than adding. That's heaven's math there. So this wonderful aspect of grace and peace can be ours as we get a knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. According, verse 3, as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Okay? God doesn't mess around. He's given us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness. The definition for godliness that I like, and I think it fits, it's accurate, is a real and true vital spiritual relationship with God Almighty. Your relationship with the Heavenly Father. So God has provided for our life that pertains to regular life and godliness through a knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. God has called us to be glorious, to shine for Him, and virtue. Virtue is excellence or superiority. Verse 4, whereby are giving unto us promises. And not only just promises, but God really emphasizes how great those promises are, because He says they are exceeding great and precious promises. Now, you just can't beat that. Exceeding great and precious promises? Tremendous. That by these, exceeding great and precious promises, by these, you can be a partaker of a divine nature, a godly nature, having to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust or selfish desires. The world is a strong influence in our lives, but we don't need to go there. We can have the influence of the promises of God so that we can partake of a divine nature and not have to deal with this selfish world that we live in. Verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So these are things here we're going to see in verse 5 and 6 and 7, some qualities that we are to exercise in our life for a better lifestyle. So let's read that. all diligence. Let's give diligence to add to our believing virtue. Now, virtue is excellence, right? And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. Temperance is self-control. I'm reading from the King James Version. So, self-control, and to self-control, patience, and to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. And the word charity is agape in the Greek, and that's the love of God. That's the highest form of love. So these are things that we can do. Because verse 8 says, and if these things, these qualities that we just went over, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren, which means to be useless, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, and here's a guideline to measure yourself if you are lacking those things, and if you are, you're blind, it says, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So we forget that we have been forgiven, purged from our old sins. We have that sin nature that the devil tries to put on us to hold us back. Well, verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Again, here's effort that we put forth. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Your calling is God's calling for you. God has called each and every one of us. And he has chosen us. We are a chosen vessel. We've been elected to God. So we want to make these things sure, steadfast. For if you do these things, you shall never fall, or the accurate translation should be stumble. You would never stumble. Wow. Now there are some rich, wonderful truths and formulas in here that are a blessing. We could spend a lot of time in here. And I hope you've taken some notes here, and let's take a look at our notes to review this so that we get the major points and we can learn from this jackpot of truth. Now, verse 2 talked about grace and peace being multiplied to us, right, through a knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. We don't need knowledge of everything else, but what really counts is a knowledge of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. God's divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, which is tremendous. God has given this to us, and it's through a knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. To be called to glory means that you shine for Him. We are a shining light for our Heavenly Father. We're His glory. And virtue is excellence or superiority. Now, verse 4 says, we have been given exceeding great and precious promises. Why? So that we could partake of a divine nature. And we escape the worldly corruption because of people's selfish desires. This is much better than a government stimulus check, let me tell you. Because if we can tap into those great, exceeding, precious promises, then we can live a wonderful lifestyle, a divine nature, and we can get out of this worldly corruption that so surrounds us. And the things we can do, verse 5 through 7, it encourages us to be diligent by adding to our believing virtue or excellence, and to virtue knowledge, which is experiential knowledge, and to add to that temperance, which is self-control, and to self-control add patience or perseverance, and to this patience or perseverance add godliness, and to this godliness add brotherly kindness, And to that, the love of God, charity, the love of God. Great things that we can do to have a wonderful lifestyle. Now, verse 8 says, the results of having these things in you and having them abound in your life will result in that you will never be useless nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you lack these things, God tells us why. Basically, three things. We're blind. We just don't see who we really are. We don't see that we're sons of God, that we're the righteousness of God, that we're His masterpiece, that we're seated at the right hand of God, that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're blind to who we are in Christ. And we don't have any vision for the future. Well, what's our future look like? Well, it's secured by the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, at any time. And when that happens, we are with forever with the Lord. And we receive our rewards for our faithful service of what we do now. Another thing that really takes away from living a fruitful life is we're sin conscious. We forget that we've been purged from our sins. It's a big trick of the devil to keep you sin conscious. Romans 8:1 says, now then there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we don't have to live in condemnation. The past is gone and God has taken care of that. We move forth each day knowing that God has forgiven us and we have a great fresh start with God each and every day. So this will help you lock into a fruitful lifestyle with our Heavenly Father. And then verse 10 talks about give diligence to make your calling and election sure or steadfast. You know, we want to work hard. That diligence is working hard to make our calling. We've been called by God, and we are His chosen vessel. He wants us to succeed. So we put some effort into that calling, in that election, so that we will never stumble. So, man, this section here in 1 Peter chapter 1 is loaded. It is a jackpot of spiritual realities and godly formulas for success with God Almighty. Now, how do you feel after you've won a jackpot? You feel great. You're excited. You're jumping up and down. Well, you just received a jackpot of God's Word. So go out and celebrate the rest of the night. God bless you. You are God's best. Amen.